אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israeli society is more divided and the challenges to the political and legal system greater than at any time in the 75-year history of the state as the country enters 5784. The High Court is holding an unprecedented hearing to decide if it will overrule a so-called basic law, one which threatens to reduce its, the court's, power. The Prime Minister is also still in the middle of several legal cases against him. Tens of thousands are demonstrating in the streets weekly. Dozens have refused to participate in army reserves. There are military threats on the northern and southern borders. There's a constant threat of terrorism from Palestinians, frustrated by lack of progress on a peace process and political and economic disadvantage, and egged on by those who want to destroy the Jewish state. This means that every synagogue and gathering place for prayer in Israel at Rosh Hashanah will have an armed person in attendance, a security arrangement never used before. Yet Israelis remain confident in their future. President Yitzhak Herzog offered his New Year greetings to world Jewry several days ago and said he wishes everyone a year of health and coming together. He said the cyclical nature of Judaism allows us, the Jewish people, the opportunity to connect to our collective soul and to start anew. Each of us has the privilege to chart our own individual course, and yet at the same time we depend on one another, on our communities, on our congregation, on the power of each of our tefillot, prayers. So on this Rosh Hashanah, and as we are heading into Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, I will be praying for the well-being of my immediate family, as well as my extended family, the people of Israel and the Jewish people at large. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday called for unity among Israel's citizens ahead of the new year, saying that the nation needs to come together to face threats from Iran and embrace new opportunities in the form of a possible peace with Saudi Arabia. Speaking at a holiday event at his office, Netanyahu said he wished that in the new year there will be more unity in the nation, fewer divisions amongst us, and that starts with realizing that all of us, at least most of us, are one people with one country, one army, with a common past and a common future. Rosh Hashanah, always close to the Northern Hemisphere's autumn equinox, marks the change of season after the long, hot summer. The spring festival of Pesach is associated with liberation and renewal. Rosh Hashanah comes as the days are getting shorter, leading us to contemplate on the fragility of life and the cycle by which darkness is followed by light, repentance by forgiveness. The period from Rosh Hashanah until the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, is often referred to as the 10 days of penitence. However, the period of repentance is really 40 days, beginning from the first of the previous month of Elul. This mirrors the 40 days that Moses spent on Mount Sinai when he went to acquire the Torah, from the first of Elul until the 10th of Tishrei. Yom Kippur is the day on which he smashed the tablets of stone after seeing the children of Israel praying to the golden calf. The Torah recounts that although the Almighty was angry with the idolaters and intended to destroy them in the desert, he relented after Moses' plea on their behalf. Similarly, we are taught, our repentance can change our destiny and offers us another chance at life. In this narrative, Rosh Hashanah is diminished in importance. It's the three-quarter mark in that whole process. However, the new year has a significance apart from that. We describe it as the day on which the world was born. It is a day to contemplate the miracle of creation and of human existence. It is a day on which to be grateful for all that we have, to take stock in the most positive way of all that we have been given and have acquired. It is a day on which to wish sweetness to those we love and blessings to a wider circle. It's a day on which we think of the entirety of the universe and all humans as divine creations to be revered and loved. In Israel, Rosh Hashanah is a national holiday, widely celebrated by families having special meals together with traditional foods. Honey sales skyrocket in the weeks leading up to the festival. And this year, the Agricultural Ministry announced that it had lifted the taxes on imported honey so that prices would be lower. Israelis are expected to consume 15,000 tons of apples this Rosh Hashanah. Thousands of dates and pomegranates are consumed. In addition to being sweet fruits, they have additional symbolism. The word for date, tamar, is used in a pun to expel our sins. And we recite a blessing that our merits should be as numerous as the seeds of the pomegranate. Many families will have a whole fish on the table in order to eat from the head and recite the blessing that in the year to come we should be at the head of what we do and not at the tail. Israel also uses this time as the opportunity to release statistics on the population. There are 9,795,000 people living in Israel, a rise of almost 200,000 in the past year. The Central Bureau of Statistics released new data on Wednesday to mark Rosh Hashanah. 7,181,000 Israelis are Jewish, 73%, with 2,065,000 being Arabs, that's 21%, and 549,000 members of other minorities, 6%. Since last year, Israel's population grew by 194,000 people, a growth rate of 2%. 172,000 babies were born, and 66,000 new immigrants arrived, while 48,000 people died. Of the Jewish population, aged 20 and over, 44.2% classify themselves as secular or non-religious, 21% as traditional but not very observant, 11.7% as traditional and observant, 11.5% as religious, and 10.8% as ultra-Orthodox or Haredi. The most popular boy's name in Israel in the past year was Mohammed. In the Jewish population, it was David, David. The most popular girl's name was Avigail, followed by Adele. Not for the singer, but for the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov. We place significance on names. The year is Taf Shin Pei Dalet. The word Shipud means a spear. Let us pray that we will pierce the evil in this world and strike a blow for peace and goodness. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.